It's Wednesday, November 9th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 14, the Word of God says, "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." Now, Paul is quoting Deuteronomy 32, verse 5, right here in verse 15. In Deuteronomy, Moses made his farewell address, and he complained that Israel was a crooked and perverse generation, and that no doubt brought to mind people's grumblings against Moses in the wilderness. I mean, they just complained and complained and complained. And so Paul is saying here, don't be like them. Don't be like them. They complained and they grumbled endlessly when they were in the wilderness. And the fact is, the Philippians had the possibility of being blameless among a crooked generation. But if they complained, if they grumbled, that opportunity would evaporate and there would be no difference. Their lives would look the same as everyone else because everybody complains. So there would be no contrast to where they were putting their hope. And I mean, let's be honest, who likes to be around a complainer anyway? I mean, whoever says, you know what, I just kind of want to find a person right now. I'm kind of bored and I want to go find someone who complains a lot and play golf with them, or go play hopscotch with them, or go fishing with them, or play dominoes with them, so that when they complain, I can be around them and that will just be a lot of fun. I mean, nobody likes to do that. Nobody likes a complainer. You know, the truth is, a complain-free life is the fruit of humility. And here's why. When we complain about anything, we're showing ourselves to have great pride, because what we are saying is, I deserve better. I deserve better than this. Now, do we really want to talk about what we deserve? Let's think about this. We have fouled things up because of our sin. We foul things up so bad that the Bible actually says we are spiritually dead, eternally hopeless, and severely condemned, deserving God's eternal wrath. That's what we deserve. If we want to talk about what we deserve, that's it. God's eternal wrath. But God, in His mercy, sent His Son to die an excruciating death in our place so that we don't have to endure His eternal wrath, meaning His eternal punishment. But now, those who are trusting in Christ and His finished work on the cross, we've been forgiven. We've been forgiven of all sin and have become God's very own children. And when we die, we get to live for all eternity in heaven with Him. That's the gospel. That's good news right there. And so are we really going to believe this and then complain about how the waiter brought out our meatloaf? Are we really going to believe this and then complain about traffic or our job or how busy we are? Are we really going to complain about the weather or how tired we are, how we've been done wrong? See, when we see the gospel, and when we really see the gospel, we have no reason to complain. So when we complain, it is right to say in that moment that we complain, we have lost sight of the gospel. So don't complain. In verse 17, Paul continues and he says, "Even if I'm to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I'm glad and I rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." So Paul is saying that even if I experience much hardship in life because of my service to God, which he did, oh boy, did he ever. He says, I'm not going to complain, but instead I'm going to be glad and rejoice, and you ought to do the same. You ought to be glad and rejoice with me. We've got the gospel, people. God is for us. If we are in Christ, God is for us, and He's using every inconvenience, every trial, every tear for our good and for His glory. May we not grumble, question, or complain, but instead rejoice. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let us carry out our lives with gladness, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. Yeah,